Governor Doyle has signed an executive order allowing the State Commerce Department to spend $5 million in recruitment money over an unspecified amount of time. Private sector investment in biotechnology firms is no better than average in Wisconsin, but Doyle says some stem cell companies deserve a boost from taxpayers.
Many of the early of the stem cell companies that had the few that have started, the few that those that are coming, are going to be early seed sort of startup companies. I think we all understand the commercial application of this is probably a number of years off. But as we do in the Department of Commerce, we frequently use our economic development is to help those small startups be able to get off the ground.
Doyle says the biotech industry is creating thousands of jobs in Wisconsin. Stem cell research is also growing at the UW-Madison and Medical College of Wisconsin. Doyle signed his executive order at the suburban Milwaukee school to highlight his interest in an election year and showing he doesn't just consider stem cell dollars as going to Madison. Just a couple of miles from the signing ceremony is the headquarters of Wisconsin Right to Life. The group's executive director, Barbara Lyons, objects to the state money because she says the dollars will go to embryonic stem cell research and not the less controversial work using adult stem cells.
So it's really sad that our state is embarked on this all eggs in one basket strategy that we can only do embryonic stem cell research, which has a lot of moral baggage connected with it, when we could be using these funds to help real people with real conditions.
Many medical researchers in the state say adult stem cell therapies don't work or don't work as well as stem cells that come from human embryos. The Doyle administration says stem cell research has the potential to cure cancer, Parkinson's disease, and juvenile diabetes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.